In this episode, I challenge Shota Sang, a Japanese Muslim, to be interviewed in English. Also, don't miss the takeaway phrases on how to get deeper.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
yokatta.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hikari Project, a podcast to master English and Japanese. With Minoru, the English enthusiast and Japan lover. It's okay to make mistakes, but not self-doubt. Japan. I was so curious about this country that I paused my study and went there. But back then, Japan was not really halal friendly. How is it now? Let's find out with my guest, Shota-san. Hello!
Hi, assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Alhamdulillah. First, could you tell us about yourself?
Yep. My name is Shota, Shota Iman, and I'm 100% Japanese, and the last March, I graduated from university, and I started to my business by myself from April, and the business is like halal tourism.
Awesome. I was in Osaka in 2015. And it was a nerve-wracking experience because it's hard to find halal food. I found many Japanese foods ingredients contains like animal-based from pork belly. So in the end, I can only buy a very little Japanese food. It's in 2015, right? So how is it now? What do you think?
First of all, I have to say, I think it depends on the place. For example, could you imagine like Tokyo or Osaka is a lot of the Muslim people right now. Often they are running for their restaurant like Indonesian or Malaysia or India. Yeah, sometimes Arab restaurant. That's why the metropolitan place have a lot of the halal food comparing to countryside place. But now I am living in Ehime Prefecture, a little bit small city comparing to Tokyo or Osaka. And now the population of Muslim people is 100 people. And actually, I can say it's quite difficult to find the halal food, not only the restaurant, but also the food, the fresh food or in the supermarket as well.
Yeah, Japan has many supermarkets, but I could only find halal food in Gyomu Super.
Yes, Gyomu have maybe 800 stores in Japan.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. When you live in Tokyo, there's not only Gyomu supermarket, but also 7-Eleven, like a convenience store in Japan. And if you in Tokyo, you can find the halal curry rice or Chinese fried rice in the convenience store. It's very easy to find recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could not buy so many things in 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So it depends on the places, right? In Osaka or Tokyo, maybe you can find many halal restaurants, right?
Yes. The situation gonna be better recently. That year when you came to Japan is 2015, right?
Yeah.
So it's already the 5 years right now.
Yeah.
That's why the situation is much better because some Japanese people find the recently the market of Muslim is gonna be grows rapidly. That's why they try to serve the halal food.
I see. All right, could you tell us about your halal tourism business?
I prefer my living place, Ehime, to hometown, Nagoya. If you come to Ehime, you can see the very beautiful islands or the nature or sea or mountains. Yeah, a lot of the sightseeing resorts in Ehime Prefecture. I do recommend that many foreigners should come to Ehime Prefecture. Unfortunately, especially for Muslim people, there's no place to eat the halal food. So can you imagine the how many the halal restaurant is there in Ehime?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
No?
actually just only two.
Wow, two. I think that's pretty much.
But I want to say that one restaurant is Nepal, like a curry, and the other one is like a Malaysia restaurant. So you know there's no place for Japanese food. That's why I thought this is the very big problem. Even there is a lot of beautiful the sightseeing place, but most of the foreigner have a motivation to eat the delicious traditional Japanese food. That's why now I want to change this situation because I love this place, Ehime Prefecture.
All right. Cool. So what are you doing?
Yeah, now I am advisor. So some Japanese food restaurant owner
Yes.
ask me how should we cook halal food for Muslim people because they don't have knowledge about the ingredients, the what food the Muslim people can eat or not. And what is the process is better for Muslim people? Actually, they don't have knowledge. Besides that, they are very worried about making halal food because if they took a mistake, many Muslim people gonna be angry, right? Because it's very important for them to eat halal food. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, they to ask me how to do or how to cook or something like that. That's why now I usually advise.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think to open halal restaurant, usually there's something like screening and getting, the certificate like that.
Yes, exactly. So firstly, all we have to do is not to get certification, but we have to prepare step by step. No pork or no alcohol restaurant. So, I mean, we have to try to prepare. Yeah, but now there's no restaurant for halal food. For restaurant owner, they think it's much difficult to prepare for halal food. But it's not so hard. They can do, but they thought they cannot do. That's why, so now I usually advise a very easy advice.
I see. Very cool.
Thank you so much. Actually,
Yeah.
a little bit hard for me because most of Japanese cannot understand even what is the Islam or what is the Muslim people. something like that.
Oh,
that's why.
So it's the challenge for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a Japanese restaurant, but I just like ordered the vegetarian menu, you know. But even the vegetarian menu, I have to be aware with the alcohol, right?
Yeah. Some,
oh my god.
Sometimes contains vinegar or cooking alcohol.
Exactly. Is there any other challenge?
So for Muslim people, of course, the halal food is important, but it's not only that. Sometimes in the daytime, they have to pray, right? 5 times a day.
Yeah.
So when they traveling outside, they have to find a praying room in Japan.
Yes.
But in Ehime, there's no praying room outside. So now, actually, I am struggling with the preparing for praying room right now. The most challenge is to discuss or communicate with the government staff in Ehime Prefecture.
That's so kind of you to struggle for this. I heard that you left your position in one of good companies in Japan to run halal business. Why is it important to you?
At first, I really wanted to enter the company. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy to get a job in Japan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the company is like a very big, and the many people want to enter the company.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I already took the many exam or many interview. Yeah, again,
wow,
again. Yeah, fortunately, I got job offer. But after that, after few months later, I thought. So my final goal is not to enter the company, but also I want to establish my company.
Oh. Your own company, okay?
Yeah, and I found now I can do. So,
So you don't regret.
Yes, exactly. So if I enter to the company and work the several hours, I cannot imagine this experience connect to my future company. Because the company I got job offer is very, very specific. The specific working. And I cannot say I really want to do from bottom of my heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why.
That's why you prefer what you are doing now.
Yeah.
What is your motivation to keep on going?
I have some story. And yeah, as I already said, I graduated from university last March. And
yeah,
during my university student days, I joined the international program in Indonesia.
And
actually, in this program, I got many, many, many Indonesian friends. For the first time, actually, they teach me a lot of things. For example, what is Indonesia or what is the foreign country? I mean, they teach me outside of Japan. So before entering to university, I've never been to the foreign country. And I've never get foreigner friends. That's why they are exactly the first person I got along with. And I got many favor from them. So I was thinking always about I want to return to my favor to Indonesian people or the Muslim people. This is my one of the most biggest motivation.
Your biggest motivation. Yeah. So when they are happy, you're happy.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So many Japanese are doing halal business, right? But very rarely they convert to Islam. So what made you convert to Islam in one word?
Good question. If I say one word, like the heart, like trying to do good things or right things or no angry to others or yeah, all of things is from their hearts. That's why I said that word.
Okay, so you convert to Islam because of the heart of the Muslim people. Any final words? Do you want to say something for Muslims who wants to go to Japan?
Yes, now I am running some social media. And yeah, one is the YouTube channel and Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, if you come to Japan, don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shota-san.
I'm back with the takeaway English on how to get deeper. All right. So in this interview, I ask information from Shota-san, right? Like, could you tell us about yourself? And also, could you tell us about your business? Yeah. But then I wanted to know more. I want to get to a deeper level. All right. So I ask questions like, why is it important to you? Or what made you want to become Muslim? And then I also ask, what is your motivation to keep going? You can use these three ways to understand more about the person you talk with. All right? So I repeat again. First, why is it important to you? Second, what made you want to blah, blah, blah? For example, what made you want to become Muslim? Third, what is your motivation to keep going? Or what's your motivation to do this? To do blah, blah, blah. Or you can just say, what's your biggest motivation? Let's choose phrase of the day. Phrase of the day is actually. In this interview, Shota-san said actually several times. I'm curious, so what is actually the way to use actually? I just use it. First, to express a fact. Actually, it's quite difficult to find halal food in Ehime. Second, to emphasize a fact or bring extra meaning to the sentence. Actually, they teach me a lot of things. The third, to surprise or to contradict the expectations. Actually, there's only two halal restaurants.
Oh, really?
Actually, we've come to the end of this episode. Don't forget to listen every Thursday and share. Bye for now. Cheers.